Again, I want to say how encouraging it is to see each and every one of you. I was telling some of the members before we started, it's times like this that you really do realize how special your brothers and sisters in Christ are, how much you miss them when you're not together, and we appreciate the fact that you're here. And we hope that we continue to encourage one another and to continue doing the things that God would have us to do, that He'd be well pleased in each thing that we do from day to day. Again, I thank you for coming. If you have questions about this sermon, you don't hesitate to let me know. I'd love to talk with you. And if you have a Bible question, for every Bible question, there is a Bible answer, and we welcome those questions, and we'll do our very best to give you nothing short than a book, chapter, verse, Bible answer for those Bible questions. Take your Bibles out and follow along with me and jot down any notes that you'd like to take in this sermon, Lord willing, be uploaded on our website. I appreciate Mark for doing the good job that he does in keeping our website updated. And Belvis, we appreciate your work in leading those songs in the good fashion that you did. I want to ask you a very simple question this morning. How determined are you? Now, I've got to answer that for myself, and you do too. Perhaps no one can answer that for yourself better than you. You know yourself better than anyone outside of the Lord. And so I'm asking the question, how determined are you? A lot of folks are determined today. They're determined to get back to work as soon as possible. They're determined to get the kids back in school as soon as possible. They're determined to do a number of things. They're determined to not get sick. They're determined to beat this virus. A lot of folks are determined to do a lot of things. You were determined to be here this morning. I sure do appreciate it, as I've already stated. So how determined are you? What's your determination level? What's mine? If you were to look the word determined up, you would find that it is defined as the act of coming to a decision, fixing or settling a purpose or the quality of being resolute. That means unchangeable. You're determined. You're resolute. It means firmness of purpose. And so again, I'm asking you this morning, how determined are you? I'll tell you something. If ever there was a time in our modern time, in my generation, in my days, of which it was vital that the church continue to do what God would have it to do, it's this time. I hope you agree with that and you see the importance of that, to keep on keeping on. But that takes determination. Again, you were determined to be here. You got yourself up and you got ready and you came out to assemble together in one place to worship God in spirit and in truth. We hear a lot about social distancing, don't we? We had to put a sign up to remind folks to park 6 feet apart at least, to keep your distance one from another. A lot of talk has been along those lines. Social distancing, keeping yourself distant from others. And it looks like you did a good job at that. 6 feet apart at least, a little bit more, and that's good in keeping with that. But I'll tell you, someone who is not practicing a bit of social distancing, you know who it is? The devil. I think about 1 Peter 5, verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, seeketh about, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. He's not worried about or concerned about distancing himself from anybody, and so don't let him devour you. Be vigilant, sober, and watchful. Be determined that he will not devour you. I want us to think about some points that perhaps you already know. I'm sure you do. And so I'm just calling them to our attention this morning, that we need to be determined. The first one I want to ask you is, how determined are you to be steadfast? It's difficult when you are separated from individuals, limited contact, not able to see one another, not able to do the things that, I tell you, many times we take for granted. We take things for granted until they're taken away, and then we miss them. How determined are you to be steadfast? In 1 Corinthians 15:58, be steadfast, unmovable. Are you unmovable? Are you steadfast? He goes on to say, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And so how determined are you to do those things? I think about a little passage that's found in Ephesians chapter 4, a statement that Paul makes as he's writing to the church of Christ at Ephesus. He says this in Ephesians 4 and in verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. In Galatians 5:1, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not again entangled with the yoke of bondage. And so I ask you, how determined are you? Are you determined to be steadfast, unmovable? Someone says, preacher, I'm determined. I have a lot of determination to be steadfast and unmovable. What about that third one? Always abounding in the work of the Lord. Never cease to do the work of the Lord. But also, how determined are you to increase? You say, preacher, what are you talking about? How determined am I to be increasing? Notice, if you will, in Colossians chapter 1 and in verse 10, as Paul's writing to those of Colossae, he says this, that you might walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, now watch him, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Are you determined to increase in the knowledge of God? You say, preacher, I want to increase in the knowledge. I want to grow in knowledge. You've got to be determined to do that. It doesn't happen by accident, does it? None of these things of which we're talking about takes place by accident. You've got to be determined to do that. We talked about last week studying the Bible, reading the Bible. And that's not only to you, but to everybody under the sound of my voice. I hope that you read and study the Scriptures. In 2 Peter 3 and in verse 18, grow in the grace and in what? And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Got to be determined to do that. Desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby as a newborn baby. 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 2. And so how determined are we to continue increasing in knowledge? Are you a person of the book? Do you know your Bible? Do you live the Bible? I hope that each of us can say that we strive to do that each and every day. But also, how determined are you to be zealous? Were you zealous to be here this morning? I'm sure you were. You mentioned that you're encouraged to be here, and I am too. We are a peculiar people. That means different, distinct, not like the world, but unlike the world. We are peculiar people, zealous of good works. We do things and the world wonders, why on earth are they even caring about doing that? There may be folks going by, folks that may even listen and say, why are they doing that? Well, we're doing that because we are a peculiar people. And we do what the Bible says to do. We want all others to do what the Bible says to do. In 2 Corinthians 7:11, a little statement's made when Paul said, yea, what zeal? Do you have zeal? Do you have fire, enthusiasm for the Lord? How determined are you to be that way? And then I ask you, how determined are you to be worthy? You know, we had just observed the Lord's Supper in keeping with the Lord's command. And Paul makes a little statement in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 about partaking of the Lord's Supper in an unworthy manner. Things can be done unworthily. That means irreverently, without reverence, without respect, without consideration of what we're doing. But sometimes the Bible talks about us being worthy. Like in the book of Revelation. If you turn to Revelation chapter 3, and notice with me as John is penning a message to the seven churches of Christ in Asia. And notice what he says, among other things, to those at Sardis. Revelation chapter 3 and then verse 4. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not, what have they not done? which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white. Now watch this statement. For they are worthy. Are you worthy to walk with the Lord? Are you striving each and every day to keep your garments unspotted? Unspotted from the ways of the world. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. In that passage, being separate from the world. In James 1:17, among other things of practicing undefiled religion before God and the Father, is keeping himself unspotted from the world. And in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 22, Timothy was admonished by Paul, keep thyself pure. It's a full-time job to keep oneself pure. Think of that. How determined are you to do that? You want to walk worthy with the Lord? Then keep yourself pure. Don't do things that the world is doing. Don't do sinful things of which God would have you to abstain from. But do those things which are right and pleasing in His sight. But also, how determined are you? How resolute? How fixed and settled are you on loving others? Someone once wrote in a song, what the world needs now is love. We always need more love, don't we? The love that God demonstrated toward the world in the sending of His Son, John 3:16. The love that Jesus talked about, that He had toward man in John chapter 15 and a host of other passages. Love toward others is not if you take it or leave it. It's not if you want to or if you don't. It's a commandment. Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I've loved you. John 15, verse 12. And our love not is only to be among those of like precious faith, but even to the world. Matthew 5 and 10 verses 44 and 45, that we love our enemies and do those things that God would have us to do, that we'd be our children, the children of our Father which is in heaven. We're to have the love that John wrote about in 1 John 3 and in verse 18. My little children, let us not love in tongue or in word, but in deed and in truth. That's the kind of love that we need to be determined to do. But also, how determined are you? How determined am I to be a doer? Not just to hear, but a doer of what God would have me to do. I'm glad that you're listening. But we need to take the message, search the Scriptures like those of Berea did, as noted in Acts 17:11. Search the Scriptures daily whether these things are so, and make application of it in our lives. To do it, to put it to action. The Bible is filled full with action, isn't it? Like in James chapter 1 and in verse 22, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only. Or in Acts chapter 12 and in verse 8, when Peter was in prison and he was smote by an angel and said, get up and gird thyself. The Bible says, so did he. We need more people with the attitude that upon hearing instruction would do it. So did he. Can that be said of you? So did he. So did she. Like Noah in Genesis chapter 6 and in verse 22, thus did Noah according to all that God had said unto him. So did he. We need to be able to do that. How determined are you to do that? One more point. How determined are we to be faithful unto God? It's not always easy to be faithful. I don't know how long that we'll have to continue to meet in a manner like this on the parking lot. I don't know. We need to be determined to do it as long as it takes until we can get back inside. This needs to be a temporary measure till we can get back inside. But you know what? God blessed us with beautiful weather last week. We're blessed right now with beautiful weather. Next week it may be raining. How determined will we be to continue keeping on to be faithful to God in service to Him? Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Revelation 2:10. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And a lot of other places, he talks about being faithful. Verse 9 and so on and so forth. God is faithful. We need to be faithful. In Matthew 25, 21 and 23, the faithful steward. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You want to hear those words when life is over? I'm sure you do. Then you've got to be determined to be faithful unto God. A lot can be accomplished by faithfulness. I think about what is stated in the Old Testament concerning Solomon. Great preparation was made for the building of the temple in Jerusalem. David made preparation for it. Solomon built it. And the Bible teaches us in 1 Kings 6:38, it took 7 years to build that temple. You know how that was accomplished? Among other things, it was accomplished because of the attitude of Solomon. When the Bible states in 1 Chronicles 2:2 that Solomon determined to build a house for the Lord. He had determination. And Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2 and in verse 2, "For I determine not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." We are determined to preach the gospel, to serve God and be faithful unto the end. I hope that you are determined this morning to become a Christian if you haven't done so already. And you do that by doing the same thing they did in New Testament times, by hearing the gospel, Romans 10:17. Let it never change how to become a Christian. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. By believing it, Jesus said, "Except you believe that I am He, ye shall die in your sins," John 8:24. Repenting of your sins, Luke 13:3, that means turning from the ways of the world and doing what God would have you to do. Jesus said, "If you don't, you'll repent," Luke 13:3-5. Making that confession with your faith, with your mouth, that you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, Matthew 10:32, Acts 8:37, Romans 10:10. And being baptized for the remission of your sins, Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. When you do that, God will forgive you of all your sins, add you to the blood-bought institution, the Church of Christ, Acts 2:47, Acts 20:28-32. We stand ready to help you do that. Respond to the invitation. We'll baptize you this very day for the remission of your sins. If you're among us and you've already done that, but you've turned your back on the Lord and you need to be restored to come back home, come back to the fold, we bid you do that through repentance, confession unto God in prayer. We'll pray with you and for you. Don't delay. Come right now as we sing this song of invitation.